Hello everyone, I am Maya for the AI Horizon. Welcome to your week in review for July 5th through 11th. This week brought one unambiguous signal AI agents have moved from experimental tools into the active threat landscape as both weapons and vulnerabilities. Let us walk through the four major themes shaping this shift. First, AI agents have become the primary attack surface. We tracked 11 cybersecurity stories centered on a single pattern where agents are deployed faster than defenders can secure them. From prompt injections forcing unauthorized payments to proof-of-concept autonomous hacking, the risk is accelerating. What it means for students' traditional network defense is no longer sufficient. The skill you need now is adversarial AI testing, learning to break the very systems you are asked to protect. Second, layoffs are consolidating around entry-level roles. We saw five major announcements, including Microsoft cutting 4,800 roles. Global tech layoffs have neared 154,000 in 2026. What it means for students' routine coordination jobs are contracting while roles requiring AI orchestration are growing. You must shift from doing the task to managing the agent that does the task. Third, government is institutionalizing AI defense. Three distinct actions, including CISA using Anthropic models and the UK unveiling an autonomous cyber shield, show institutional trust in agentic security. What it means for students, a new career lane is opening in government compliance, requiring fluency in both cybersecurity frameworks and model behavior. Fourth, research output targets agent safety. Six papers focused on runtime auditing and skill libraries are entering the market faster than ever. Reading these is no longer optional academic work, but competitive intelligence. What to watch? CISA enforcement on the Langflow flaw and whether Estonia's AI agent ID proposal triggers EU-wide compliance layers. Stay sharp, keep building, and we will see you next week.